That was Jeff Goodman, Stadium, talking about Joe Mazzulla, who looks to be the interim head coach for this team. Now, there's some rumors that maybe Frank Vogel will join the staff at some point, but the problem I have is that it seemed like this group, they didn't need Brad Stevens anymore. He could not coach this team anymore. He was too soft on these guys. They got into some bad habits. They needed a hard ass. A hard ass that enjoys sex. A hard ass that comes
What's that
in
now?
Apparently. No, a hard ass. I'm just saying, a hard ass that comes in and it's like, you have to respect. Like, laying down the law. Like, this is my way. Figure it out. Change the way you play. Change the way you think. Think like me. And it got it to, and it worked. I don't know if you can continue that if you're Joe Mazzulla. Like, I feel like this group needs that type of guy banging the table.
Well, how many times do we say, like, you got to be yourself, right? You can't be Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels, right. Can't be Belichick. There's no chance he's going to come in. Well, Ime was like day one saying we got punked, right? Like calling them, and everybody was like, whoa, that's not how the NBA works. You don't do that in the NBA. This isn't going to go well. I don't think he can, Joe Mazzulla, who I didn't even know there was this hierarchy of front row seat, back row seat, and, you know, the job you're doing. But we also don't really know the relationship that Tatum and Brown have with him, right? Won't some of his cachet come from that, whatever his personal relationship is with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
Some of his cachet? I think his sway with the team will come from those two and Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marcus can stir crap up if he wants to, like in a second. I listened to what Jeff Goodman just told us because he said that he's known Mazzulla for 16 years, says he connects with people extremely well, better than Brad Stevens did. So, okay, the guys will like him. Can he impact the guys? Can he challenge them? Well, he said it's going to be awfully hard for him to challenge them as interim head coach. Why? Because he's young?
I would actually say, isn't it the different? Shoot your shot. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to swing for the fences here. As Jeff Goodman just said, the only way he can claim he did a better job is if they win the NBA title. So I'm not going to tiptoe in and, oh, it's not going well, but I'm going to see how this plays out for a few. Right? I'm swinging for the fences. I'm out at the end of the year either way.
Yeah, underachieving team either, though. Right? Like you said, like, it's got to.
Yeah.
And this is the issue I have. Like, this is, we're talking about before the show, but this is like old school Boston. This is like before the championships. Like, seriously. Like, you have like one team in town that you're sitting there going, okay, this is the team that can win a championship. And something would go wrong. It started with Gallinari out there, what was it, watching a World Cup soccer match?
Yes.
Is that how he got hurt again?
He was playing
in World Cup basketball.
Yeah, downtown Italy.
So he blows out. We see that video a month ago. I didn't know. They say things happen in threes. This thing sucks. This was a team you were hoping to win a championship. Gallinari goes down, and you're like, what are we doing? Carmelo Anthony's name comes up.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, now all of a sudden, Robert Williams. He's having surgery. Yeah, he's going to miss a couple of weeks, but he's telling you he's not going to be healthy all year long. And now you got Ime Udoka, a coach that we gave all this credit to turn this team around. That was hopefully the guy that was going to like win a championship, and he's gone.
And Malcolm Brogdon is, you're waiting for him to get hurt because he was the one who was supposed to be injury prone.
Going back to your point that this is like all the pre-championships Boston, though.
Can you remember?
That's why it's Fellowship of the Miserable back
then.
Can
you remember a time that a coach was ousted like this so out of the blue? Because
no,
I can't think of anything to compare it to. You can look at the Cora suspension, but that felt much more gradual. Then it was kind of like the conscious uncoupling where it was like, well, the door's always open for him to come back.
Yeah, that was different, because
very
that
different
is,
that's what I'm saying.
The investigation was going on for some time.
It was
the final
field,
report came out,
you were
like,
you were waiting for the axe to come down. Yeah. So I can't remember another instance when you woke up.
This is not the same. He's not coming back.
No. The only thing compare it to would be Bobby Petrino at Arkansas, like 10 days after the motorcycle accident, he got fired from the university.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for having a relationship
with
a volleyball player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A state employee.
This is a very unique situation, and Jeff brought up the idea. Now, maybe this has happened and we didn't know it. They could have gone the route of health concerns. Oh, he's going to have to miss the year because he's having some health concerns. There's definitely been guys that have had health concerns. Is Jeff telling me that every guy that had health concerns, it was really a scandal they were just covering up?
Well, you know, we were talking about this, too. Like, I know the report came out last night, and obviously this morning it blew up, and it's now 3:07, and the Celtics haven't released anything. Let me ask you, what are you looking for them to release? Like, what are they going to... maybe the suspension, or they're going to say, you know, in, you know, obviously the story broke and we're still talking about it. It was like, what do you want them to release? Do they want, you want them to give them the name? Like, this is the woman he was with, or the women, like multiple. I don't know. Like, what do we want from them? How do they clear this?
I would like to see Wick step in front. First of all, he can say what is already out there, that we are suspending Ime Udoka for one season.
Reviewing it.
Suspending.
Well, if they've decided to do it, if they have.
And for an inappropriate relationship with a coworker, we have certain standards at the Boston Celtics, and we do not bend or break those standards for anybody.
Okay,
whether you're a player, we will not be taking questions at this time because my lawyer told me not to. But like, just do
something.
Does
that clear anything up?
Feel like
we already know that.
Yeah, but doesn't it? And try to shoot down some of the rampant speculation. I don't know how he could do that in a certain way.
If it's wrong, Mega.
It's this simple. There's a reporter out there that's putting this information out there, and another national reporter. You know that these are the people that are the biggest mouthpieces for breaking news in the NBA, and you haven't responded at all. How do you do that? Like, no other organization would work that way.
Lawyers.
To not respond whatsoever, to not even put out a Twitter statement saying, we have been made aware of reports out there, and say something.
Okay,
some kind of response to either say, right, we are addressing the situation within our Celtics family
and
or something. Like,
fine?
Our dysfunctional Irish family.
And that makes you happy? That makes us happy?
Yeah, because right now it's been...
That does nothing to me.
Oh, it makes me go, okay, there's something actually here. Because right now, we're all speculating.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely something.
I'd also like to point out, I tried to Google. I couldn't find... Tyler, do you know what Ime Udoka makes? I tried to look it up.
I don't think it's public.
Yeah, I could not find his contract, but it can't be that much money, right?
No,
first-time head coach.
No.
So there's also the opportunity, because we've been talking about severance packages. You know what you can do? We hold people to a certain standard. When they fail, we move on from them. I don't care that I have to pay him $15 million to buy out, right?
Just
put some closure on it and say, we're moving forward as the Boston Celtics. From here on out, all we're talking about is winning an NBA title.
My point is that I don't think... Unless they have made their decision that there's anything to be said. Like, they could come out and put out a tweet, we're aware of the accusations, we're reviewing the situation.
We'll have no further comment at this time.
Like, then I'm going to sit there and say, oh, thank God that they came out and said something. No, I'd say, okay, well, that's crap. Like, until they make a decision on whether they've parted ways or that it's just a one-year suspension, which I think could be... Well, a one-year suspension, which I think would just be covering up the inevitable as they work behind the scenes to, you know, to kind of move on from Ime Udoka. Until they come to those conclusions, I don't know what's to say other than some stupid tweet saying, we're aware of some allegations, we're looking into it, no comment at this point. And I'd be like, okay, that's awesome.
We're going to go forward, and we're
going to
go forward.
Like, people saying, until, you know, the people right now are speculating every single female staff member, the Boston Celtics. So unless the Celtics come out and actually tell you who it was, then you're still going to continue to speculate. You think they're going to come out with a name?
No.
Okay. Oh, they're not going to come out with a name.
Nor should they.
We're always going to continue to speculate. You know what I mean? So it's always going to be reports of it could be this one, it could be that one, it could be her, it could be her, it could be her.
But if you fire him and move on, doesn't that give you closure? Doesn't that just end it? Like, are people continuing to speculate, or are they talking about Mazzola?
But like I said, from what I was told, it's like the lawyers are involved.
Yeah, but that's my point. You don't have to have lawyers involved if you say you're fired, and I'll pay you every dime I owe you. Right?
Let me ask you something.
It might be some, like, because, you know, his lawyer might sit there and say, you're firing me for what?
We can get into that if you want publicly, but you don't want me to. Pay you your $15
million.
I don't think
they care about publicly. I think they care about the court. Like, I think they care about as far as the contract, what the contract says. You can't just fire me for that. How are you going to fire me for that for? I'm going to sue you.
Good
Maybe they're trying
that.
To straighten that thing out.
Okay, sue me.
Sue everybody.
Sue me. I get good lawyers too, Ime. Like, that's my point. If they really want to, if you just want to move on and get closure and you believe he'll never coach here again and that a suspension would just be a delay tactic to a finality, I just think if you really want to, you can expedite that process, eat whatever money it is, and move on.
Why not? Me? Sue everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me get this call. I want to go to Mike in Providence. Go ahead, Mike. Brings up an interesting point. Go ahead, pal. Boston struggling.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
So about 10 years ago, they had the four coaches of the Boston sports teams on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
And these days, we got Belichick, who's a cheater and ran Brady out of town. You got Alex Cora, who's a known cheater.
Yep.
The Bruins coach got fired from his last job for drinking at a party.
Yep.
And now we got Ime Udoka. things are going pretty good these days.
It's actually an interesting point. And
where's he from? Providence.
Now, you know.
You Providence guys are very cynical. We're back to the late 2000s, yeah. mid 2000s, the 90s. Oh, we got a high draft pick. We got Len Bias. Something goes wrong. Like, yeah. Is that really where you're back to?
Well, it gets,
something
it,
always
it
goes wrong.
It doesn't even end there because I don't know if you remember this or not. I was just reading an article from WestVirginia.com, the Times at WestVirginia.com, and Tuck Mazula has got a little past. He was suspended by West Virginia coach Bobby Huggins for his arrest on charges of domestic battery. I mean, this is in his past. I mean, it's factual. It's out there. Mazula was allegedly grabbed a woman by the neck at a bar in Morgantown, West Virginia. Both involved, both incidents involved alcohol. So this is a guy that's got a little past now. It was years ago. It was 12 years ago, I believe. But he's got a little past, too. So you look around some of these coaches in this city, and you're like, oh, boy.
Yes. Now, it was a long time
long
ago,
time
and
ago.
He was in college, correct?
Long time ago. He was suspended.
Still in college. Like,
he deserves to work. He deserves
yeah.
his
yes.
job, and let's see how he does, if he's going to be that guy.
Lots of people have baggage.
As Jeff Goodman said, as an interim head coach taking over this team that is expected to do great things, and that's what I'm concerned about.
Was expected.
Yeah, Celtics fans.
I no longer expect it.
Where are you with this team confidence-wise? I mean, going into the season, the coach might be gone. Your center ain't going to be ready for a couple of weeks. He could always have injuries. Gallinari might be out for the year. Do you still expect this
and
team to get back to the finals? 617-779-7937. A little confidence level of your Boston Celtics. We'll talk about it next.
Welcome back to Merloni, Fourier, and Mego. A crazy day in Boston sports. Today we have Andy Hart sitting in for Christian, who had a scheduled day off, and we are following this Ime Udoka breaking news as it happens. Kind of surprising that we haven't heard from the Celtics whatsoever, that I guess they haven't made a decision behind closed doors of what's going to happen here, if there's a suspension, if it's something more severe. But it has been a disastrous offseason for the Celtics. Let's grab a call here. Let's go to Bryce in Virginia. Bryce, you're on.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
So my thing was, I just think that this could be the end of the Celtics run. They could have to reset everything. Tatum and Brown could be upset. I've never seen a fumble like this in 30 days where they go from favorites to out the door like this. Why would Brown and Tatum be happy being here anymore? Why would they sign a contract? Like, it's just so much they risked by taking this stance, leaking it out for no reason. Like, it's just nuts.
Well, number one, we don't know if they leaked it out for no reason.
We don't know
if they
leaked
it out because it was about to come out, right? I mean, we have no idea. The question is, how do Tatum and Brown feel about this? And I know I harp on this all the time, that it's like the problem with the NBA is that you're the GM and you're a coach and you're a fan base and you're loving everything that's going on. All of a sudden you wake up one day and your superstar is like, I'm out. And I don't know why. I don't know, something going on in his life. I have no idea. Maybe a good friend of his. Maybe he met a girl that lives out in Utah and he wants to go play in Utah. I have no idea. But he just wakes up one morning and he's like, I'm out. Now, I think they all really like playing with Ime. Tommy Mazzulla's there for a year. I don't know. Frank Vogel takes over. Do they like him? I don't know reasons why. But that is a huge concern. You know, Jaylen Brown's got another year left before he can get an extension. Jason Tatum, he can leave whenever he wants, if he wants to, if he demands a trade. We've seen that from stars in this league. So, to me, that's your biggest concern if you're a Celtics fan.
Now, we are waiting for a lot of details in this story. But, Lou, if you're under the impression that they are done with Ime Udoka,
yes.
We're hearing reports about a possible one-year suspension. You think that he never coaches another Boston Celtics team. This is a coach that Tatum and Brown sat down at the table with and essentially handpicked with Brad Stevens to say, this is our guy. And then he took them to the NBA Finals in his first year as head coach. How much does this piss off Brown and Tatum? I mean, really, if the Celtics, whatever, and again, I don't know
it
what the details are.
It goes back to the information and the details. It really does. If, again, like we've said this before, and I truly believe this, if he had an affair with a single 30-year-old woman, then they'd be like, this is a complete overreaction.
Yeah.
He might be upset at the organization. If he had an affair with, you know, multiple women, and one of them happened to work for the Boston Celtics, and then it's like, oh, dude, I get it. You can't do that, man. And then they'd be pissed at him. Then they should be pissed at Ime Udoka. I mean, they should all be. I mean, fans should be, too, if this is the way it's going to go down. If the details come out, and it was sort of like, if at the end of this and you hear some stuff, will you sit there and say, I get it? If that's your response, I understand. I know why. Okay, I get why they suspended him for a year. You can't do that. I know why they've moved on from him for a year. You can't do that. If that's your reaction, at the end of the day, you are pissed at Ime Udoka because this was a good thing. And you better hope that those players are happy with the next guy that comes in.
Could that be part of the process right now? Could the players be involved, whether this is a firing or a suspension?
Should they be?
We have to. Should they be? They were involved with the hiring, so shouldn't they be involved with the removal?
Yeah, hands off now, buddy.
Should
this
the
is
players
our decision.
Be involved with punishing a coach?
No, but if you're going to prioritize winning in your organization,
no,
and
they
Lou
should
is
not.
Right.
No.
And Lou is right about I have to fear Tatum and Brown. They helped hire this
Sorry.
Guy. They don't get a decision of whether this is a suspension or whether this is a
if
firing.
If it's truly a fireable offense, give it, like I said, more details come out, whatever. If it's truly a fireable defense, you don't sit there and say, we're not going to fire you because our play. You talk about players completely running the show. I mean, it's out of control.
But what is truly a fireable offense? Isn't there a gray area there?
This is like the grayest of all areas because
yes.
we don't have any freaking details.
Right.
But I'll ask you this.
Like I said, the point is that when this is all said and done, if you sit there if as a fan, you go, I get it.
Okay.
What if they already knew? What if the players already knew?
Maybe they have.
What if they're not surprised? And they're like, wait, you're firing him for something we all knew about?
I'd be pissed at them for putting himself in a position to get fired in the first place.
I would too.
Okay, that's
but
so,
I'm
yeah,
not
I'd be
them.
Pissed at them.
But I'm not them. They may look at it as this guy brings out the best in us. This guy gives us the best chance to win an NBA title. I thought we were all on board to win an NBA title here.
You think the Red Sox fans were pissed at the Red Sox for firing Alex Cora?
I think a lot of them understood.
Yeah.
But the door was open there.
I think
for
publicly
him to come
they're
back.
Like, oh, you know, I wish you'd stay. We love him. But you don't think they understood? You don't think they said, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
but
that's
Luke,
a,
that was
Alex
so open-ended.
Alex Cora said it was the right thing
right,
to do.
Right.
But that was
many,
a baseball thing. That was a Major League Baseball thing in terms of investigations and suspensions. This is a weird gray area is what rules did you break? What rules are written rules? What rules are we're just not going to have that in our organization?
And there, yeah, that's it. In our organization, Andy, because there's going to be a whole contingency of fans who are saying the league's not getting involved in this. Like, why are you burning down your own house?
Right.
There are going to be fans out there that feel that way and go, why are you bringing this on yourself? We had a golden opportunity set up for us. And my bigger question is, so if you're Tatum and Brown and you've been here for the handful of years that they have and they're at the very beginning of their careers and you've gone through Brad Stevens and then Danny Ainge leaves. This is after Kyrie throws an elbow into everything. And now this explosive thing happens with Ime and he gets shown the door. Are you starting to look at this and say, this is not a stable organization for me to be in long term? And I only say that because I think in the league, the Celtics have a well-earned reputation as being one of the most professionally run franchises, always has good ownership, always has a strong front office, makes good hires, takes care of their players to an extent. But, you know, they have this reputation as being...
I don't think they've reached that unstable point. If Ime Udoka was, you know, turned into Bobby Valentine joke, you know what I mean? And
right.
And they hired him. And it's like, all right, we moved on from Brad. We went out and hired this other guy. Now he's a mess. Then you could sit there and say, we just can't find the guy. Now we're already on to our next, you know what I mean? Then you could say, but they found the guy.
Plus, they can't say anything.
He's a great coach.
They helped find the guy.
He screwed up.
Yeah, they helped find the guy.
Yeah, he screwed up.
How much time did Tatum spend with him on the, whatever team he was on with?
That Team USA team that went over to Japan.
How long were they there?
He was on there. Marcus Smart was on there. What's his name? The guard that they had.
Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
How long were they over there? How long was that trip?
Had to be at least a few weeks.
Okay, yeah. You've ever spent time on the road with people for a few weeks, you start to get an insight into who they are?
Yeah.
Just asking a question.
Are you talking about extracurriculars?
There's some
you
karaoke
start to
bars
see what they do
Tokyo.
At the bar. Yeah.
I know it very well.
So
you start to see how they act for
I will say, from the gossipy
hours.
Side, mm-hmm. for the record, it came out that Nia
Hostess
Long,
bars.
That his girlfriend, Nia Long, that they had broken
Separate.
Up.
Yes.
They have a child. We said that before, but they had broken up. So it may have been a different, if you're taking like the most Pollyanna view of all of this, it may have been a different situation when he was coaching Team USA with those guys before he came to the Celtics.
So now he's rebounding?
Versus now,
not basketball
where he's like
different,
a nice Andy.
See what I did there?
Yeah, you did very
impressive. Talking basketball.
All right, an hour from now, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, is going to join us, get his thoughts on the Patriots. But I am curious. I actually don't know where you guys were. I think I know what all of our expectations were, say, a month ago for the Boston Celtics. Where are they now? You know, where are they? Are they the favorites in the East?
No.
Are they a championship team?
No.
Where, did you think they were?
Yes.
Okay, so now we don't.
No. Don't you just said it. I thought that things come in threes that are bad, and this team seems like they're jinxed.
Well, seems like they're done. Doesn't come in fours, so that's right. A good thing, right?
No.
So, Mago, what do you think?
Previously, I thought that they were really neck and neck with Milwaukee, and I don't feel that way now. I think that this is such a major disruption. I had already had concerns about Rob Williams and them not having a backup center for Rob and Al Horford, and this now seems like, man, that's the problem I wish they had. This is,
yes.
This is just a freaking...
We had a discussion the other day, you know, Rob Williams, which I still think, like, I almost, as much as I wanted scoring on the bench and everything else and a deeper roster, I thought the number one priority after watching Rob Williams last year was to get Rob Williams insurance. You know, to actually go out and get another big, especially if you're bringing back 36-year-old Al Horford, who they've already said is not going to play in back-to-back nights. Well, Jesus, okay, you better get a starting center, a guy that can actually play every single game for a month if you need it. So I was concerned about that. The Gallinari thing, it was like, okay, there is a reason why you brought him in, because you thought he was really good and could help the team. You felt like he filled the void. Now that he's gone, you're telling me you don't need anybody else? If you didn't need anybody else, if you're happy with what you got, you wouldn't have gone out and got Gallinari. So, yeah, I'm concerned about the team. I want to read this real quick because Gary Washburn sat down with Brad Stevens talking about the bigs. He says, on roster additions, this was Brad Stevens, we're going back and forth on it. We don't want to overreact to Rob's injury just because it's a short-term thing here. We feel good about some of the guys who have been in the gym for the last few weeks. Had a bunch of guys in. A lot of those guys have been added to the roster recently. I've been impressed with some of those guys at positions of need. So we'll see how that plays itself out. I hate that answer.
That's so frustrating to me because it's not a short-term issue. He's 24, and he already has a knee issue where he's having to have two different procedures on it in half a year.
He's a great player, but it's a long-term concern. It'll never go away with this guy.
Right.
He's got a bad knee, and you got to limit some playing time.
By the way, the left hip isn't great either.
But everything. Lower back. He's been a mess.
What did Jeffs call him? Made of paper mache or tissue paper?
He's a mess. This isn't a short-term thing. It's a long-term thing.
But
you got to find a big, like a young big that can kind of play a side of him and compliment him for the next 2 or 3 years.
And all of these things are magnified by what we've spent the first hour and a half talking about. Because you don't know who's going to decide, how do we duct tape it together when Rob Williams is hurt?
Yeah.
How do we decide how to get Malcolm Brogdon acclimated to his new role and the egos that are involved? Like, every other issue we've talked about with the Celtics since the series ended falls on the plate of the head coach, right? Ime Udoka. Now you don't have the guy who you probably felt pretty good pulling the strings. When do we go small? When do we go big? How do we manage Al Horford? All these things that you were counting on him to do, he's not doing now. And now who knows exactly who's going to be doing it. But
Andy, think about what this interim head coach is walking into. So in October, now we have Jaylen Brown has the opportunity to sign his extension, which he isn't going to do because he'd be giving up over $100 million to sign it. So there's going to be wild speculation all over social media. Oh, Jaylen Brown isn't committed to the Celtics long term. And Jaylen Brown should go off and have his own team and
He's unhappy with the Celtics for moving on from Ime Udoka.
The biggest part of this head coaching job, like Brad was an excellent X's and O's coach, excellent. But the biggest issue with this crew is managing the roles and managing the egos and managing the chemistry. And if you can't finely tune that, you've already got Marcus Smart. God bless him. I love Marcus Smart. He's already talking at every media availability about how he's practicing his shots because he wants to be more of a playmaker and that Jason Tatum should be more of a creator. Like, this stuff backslides so quickly, so easily with these guys. It's just where they are in their development.
I know. Somebody in the Twitch chat says the Celtics are Dunsky. I'm not going there.
I am.
I'm not going there.
You think
they're
going to win the NBA title?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not so sure they're Dunsky. I'm not so sure that I felt like they were going to anyways. I think more concerning to me is, and I do believe Ime Udoka got these guys going. More concerning to me is the roster. Like, that's more concerning. Like the roster. Like, if Ime was here, I'm worried about, like, Rob Williams and Al Horford. Like, I'm worried about who's supposed to take Gallinari's role. You know, like, I still don't think they had enough. Like, I thought last year was a nice run. I thought last year's run was basically because Chris Middleton got hurt. They lose to the Bucks if Chris Middleton's there. And then we're not talking about this team 2 games away from winning the championship. They lose to them.
The run, but not the success. Way they played. They became a good team because their coach
forward.
Right.
But there needed to be more strides. And I think it was about surrounding these guys. And I don't think Malcolm Brogdon is enough. And I think they're even lighter on the front.
And you, I think you have to include everybody. Because I agree with you. Like, there's questions about the roster. But now don't you have to wonder what Brown and Tatum are going to be like? Like, they, Jason Tatum took his game to the next level last year. Do you believe that had anything to do with Ime Udoka?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So now you have to question who your, how your best player,
unless he's mature enough for it, he helped him make it click.
Is he?
That's what we're about to find out.
Yeah.
If this group was enough, mature enough to kind of feel what Ime was telling them, showing them.
Learn from it.
Learn from
grow
it.
And
be like,
go?
Okay, we can do this.
No. Dunsky.
So we continue talking about the Ime Udoka situation. Still no word from the Celtics. Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if you guys saw this. He had what I thought was, an interesting take on the whole situation. Here's Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
If you're not going to fire him, he shouldn't be suspended. You can dock him pay. You can fine him. You can keep the stuff in-house. I'm appalled that this is publicized. I know of plenty of situations spanning the entire world of professional sports, mm-hmm. not just the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. The list goes on and on where folks are messing around with each other. You don't see this become a story. This was leaked by the Boston Celtics organization. I don't see nothing being put out and disseminated to the masses with these white dudes that's doing this stuff. I know plenty of white dudes that was screwing around while they executives or coaches or anything like that. I ain't talking about the NBA. I'm talking about professional sports. I know plenty. I've never seen this publicized. Why are we publicizing this about Ime Udoka? This is wrong.
Okay, so do you want to translate that?
Sometimes because I wish I was there just to ask a question.
Just a follow-up.
Lou Maloney in the back. One question,
so
Stephen
obviously
A.
Ime thinks it's Ime just because Ime's black. That's why it's coming out, and they're looking to embarrass or fire another black man. Okay,
I know plenty of white dudes.
Do people think the Celtics don't want Ime Udoka as their head coach?
No,
Wick Grosbeck is like, you know what? We have an opportunity to get rid of that black man, and I don't want him as my head coach. Or do you think they loved him as his head coach, that he is a great coach in this league, that they really didn't want this to come out, that they would like for him to be his head coach, their head coach for the next however many years?
Pre or post-scandal?
Like pre-scandal. Like,
oh,
they
yeah, pre-scandal, I think
out.
They were like, he, they, madly in
like,
love with
like
him.
The Celtics leaked this thing.
Well, that is a wild thing for Stephen A. Smith to go on ESPN and say,
yes.
Unless he has some information. I mean, I know Stephen A. has moved into an entertainment role, but he is on like a quasi-journalistic network. So for him to say the Boston Celtics leaked this,
so they can
I've
get
never
out from underneath
seen this.
Ime
I'm
Udoka?
Appalled it's publicized.
Well, that part I kind of agree with.
So, you think the Celtics are looking to get out from underneath
I think
of
there's
Ime?
A chance
they don't want him as head coach.
To trigger some sort of morals clause as the escape strategy here.
So if they keep it quiet, they can keep him as the head coach?
No. I think the end was coming, and this was a way to get to the end and make it financially palatable.
Why was the end coming?
But Stephen A.
Oh, because
what, no.
Of
what Stephen
happened.
A. But Andy, what Stephen A. is saying, if Ime was a white coach, they would have kept it under wraps, and they would still have a coach.
I think
but
this is business.
Because he's black, they came out publicly so they can get rid of him.
No, I think this is business. I think this is financial.
See, I don't think
the color that matters here is green.
I don't
not
think
black
they
or white.
It. Again, I think that I think that this was about to come out publicly. I think there may have been. Hey, if you don't do something about this, then I am coming out publicly.
Who?
The husband.
But what would the husband gain?
We don't know that there's a husband. I'll just say.
I was told there was a husband.
Okay.
He was told there's a husband. I'm playing his
story.
That
if you do not address this.
I just want to clarify.
I am gonna, would you be happy? No, I wouldn't be happy either. You going to address this or not? Because if not, I'm telling somebody. So it's coming out.
And what does the husband gain by that?
That's what I never understand in these situations. Why is he airing the dirty laundry out?
That his wife's
just,
cheating
is
on
it? Is he holding it over because, like, I understand holding it over because he wants to get Ime Udoka out because he doesn't want him as the head coach because he's really pissed off. But then what about the rest of his personal
life? If my wife cheats on me, I don't think I'm broadcasting it.
It's a strange move, but a lot of people do.
Right?
You wouldn't want that guy to lose his job?
No, I would.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But I wouldn't want
well,
the world to know my wife's cheating on me either.
Okay, but I'm
tiptoeing through a minefield
I
here.
I understand that. But
so, I don't think I would have called his bluff. You're not going to go public with it. Makes you look worse than anybody.
You and your wife are in disarray.
Shambles.
Shambles. Meanwhile, you're out there watching this guy that caused it all. You're not 50-50. I get it. Your wife had a role in it too. Still coach the team? No.
There's nothing I can do.
No. Oh, yeah, you can.
What? I'm going to go public and tell everybody my wife didn't want anything to do with me.
You can tell anybody you want. You can tell Gary Washburn. You can tell Adrian Wojnarowski. You can tell anybody locally you want just to get the story out there. Then what? Now you got the ball rolling. If I'm going
down,
I'm taking everyone down with me.
A single man?
If I'm going down, I am torching the freaking building, okay? Well,
but a single man may have been having a relationship with your wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's some guilt here in a lot of different areas.
You're not. You and your wife are a mess. You're not looking at the guy. You don't want a piece of flesh.
But I'm not broadcasting to the world my dirty laundry because I think it makes me look bad too.
Yeah, you know what? I've already looked bad. You know, what do you care at that point?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have called the guy's bluff.
Your life's a mess. What do you care at this point?
Go ahead. Your wife's done with you.
Okay, so I'm just saying, like, Stephen A. went somewhere. He's right in that, like, I'm sure a lot of this stuff happens and maybe, you know, the married guy, I'm sure it happens. We know that.
Yes,
it happens. Of course,
we've all heard about it.
But I don't think that if Ime was white, that the store they would bury it.
No,
and just because he's black, they released it, and that's what he's saying.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has to do with some really crazy politics going on within the Celtics organization right now in terms of whose relationships are blown up.
Yeah. And there could
that's
be
what it comes
there
down
could
to.
Be a financial or legal aspect
yes.
here.
Well,
lawyers figuring out ways to get out of certain things.
I'll say this. So okay, when we come back, I'm curious how you guys feel about, you know, tweets and things like that, because I'm curious, is Jaylen Brown's most recent tweet tell you what he thinks about this situation? We'll tell you what it is. It's next. I always think awareness is kind of important. You know, just having awareness of, like, your surroundings and timing of everything. You know, like, for example, like, if I don't know, like, someone just comes out with a report that, like, say, Jaylen Brown is being traded. Like, and that's the day, like, he throws out eyeballs. And we're like, jeez, Jaylen Brown tweeted eyeballs. Then he comes out later, he's like, I hate me, you guys in the media. You know, they start complaining about the media for reading into things. And it's like, well, timing of stuff. Just stupid, right? I don't like timing. So I was just looking at Jaylen Brown, and he actually liked this tweet. This wasn't his tweet, but it was from TC2. Who's that? T Cooper 2?
Yes, WNBA she is player. A professional basketball player.
So I just, you know, I don't understand it, but like in the midst of all this stuff going off, like at like 11 o'clock, 11:30 or something today, this morning, he just liked a tweet. He says, when you think everything is falling apart, boy, when I tell you everything is falling into place. And I'm just thinking, because we actually think everything is falling apart.
Yes, absolutely.
And he says everything's falling into place.
You have him out of town already. Tatum and Brown out of town. That's how things are falling apart in Lou Maloney's
world. Now I'm starting to
wonder
if he had something to do with this. He sort of set up
an inside job?
He wants Mazzulla to be the coach because Mazzulla thinks that he's a better player than Jason Tatum. And he just wanted Ime out of here. The world, like the Celtics are like collapsing, right? Like the coach is gone. And you just, when you think everything is falling apart, boy, when I tell you everything is falling into place. And it's like, man, I don't know. Is he really?
Maybe that's his girl
today,
and he's just
day?
Like supporting
today?
Her.
This is
today?
Stupid. Okay? This
today?
Is stupid.
Why is it stupid?
It's stupid because
feel.
Dan
stupid.
Greenberg
have a feel.
Tweeted out a screenshot that makes it look like Jaylen Brown retweeted this, which would have been a huge freaking deal.
He liked
I'm looking
it.
At the Twitter right now. He liked it. If you go over to the likes, you can see it. It looks like he is friends with this person at least.
Yeah.
This wonderful woman on Twitter is constantly like, right after this, she tweeted like, man, I just went on a shopping spree. And it's like, cool. Like, she's talking about things falling into place for herself.
Dan Greenberg started all this.
Yes.
Yeah, blame him.
Oh, he's such a hater.
Listen, he's having a tough couple of hours.
He is having a
the
tough.
The sky is falling.
He's having a tough.
Making it sound like, he's making it look like Jaylen Brown is applauding that Ime might be on his way out.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
things
the case.
Things are coming together.
Lou
took it
to like a conspiracy level that Jaylen Brown is the guy, the Ray Donovan behind the scenes making this all happen.
Maybe Jaylen introduced these two lovebirds.
Absolutely ridiculous. They didn't need to be introduced if they were just walking down the hall passing each other.
I don't know. Maybe he never really liked Ime.
Ime pulls down the mask and he's like, hello.
He felt like he was disrespected by Ime, you know?
Just email?
He wouldn't get the ball.
Do we know the timeline?
Nobody knows anything.
What timeline? What do you mean timeline?
Like, when all this happened?
Oh, recently.
I wonder.
I mean, obviously, in the last year.
When did he separate?
His first year here.
When did he separate?
So, we saw Nia Long at some Celtics games, at least early in the season. So
when they were bad.
So I would guess that they were together then.
Did we see her jumping up and down in the playoffs, like in her living room?
Yeah,
like
back in May, yeah.
Okay, so it came out that they had separated before this improper relationship began.
Yes,
so
that's what they all say.
If you believe that.
That's what they all say. Please.
There's no, I don't know.
Anything.
There's no details coming out. We are sitting here. It's almost 4 o'clock, and we haven't heard a peep.
Nada. Nothing.
I think we might not. Tyler. I came in fully believing we were going to have some sort of like breaking news, big story announcement.
Oh, it'll happen as soon as we're on with Tommy.
No. It'll happen Sunday at 1:05.
So Vince, what do you think about Ime Udoka's situation?
Breaking news
and the kickoff. Here we are, Gillette opening day.
Oh, yeah.
For what it's worth, Nia Long celebrated the Celtics Game 7 win in the Eastern Conference Finals May 30th.
Hmm. So there you go.
So
this was a summer fling, which I find extremely hard to believe.
June, July, August, September.
Yeah, summer, a little summer loving. Just real quick on Celtics before we turn to football. Again, Tommy Curran is going to talk at 4:30. Hey, he'll join us, call in rather. We've been talking about the NBA's top 100 list and where everybody falls. And they hadn't released 6 through 10. Now, personally, I would like to talk about this year's 2022 top 100 NBA
list. Why wouldn't
list
you talk about this?
Because I don't want to talk about last year's list and do an entire segment. I would never want to do
that.
No
one would ever do that.
No, nobody would ever do that on radio. They would never go back to last year and actually have a rant about it. But I want to talk about this year's because the Celtics have 7 guys in the top 100. We all talk about Grant Williams was 99, whatever. Jason Tatum was obviously in the top 10 because they didn't release the top 10, so they went 6 through 10. Yesterday, I thought we went around saying, where do you think he is? I think I had him at 8. Mego, I think you might have had him at 7.
I did, yeah.
You both had him at 7. And you know, so it turns out he's actually 7.
My sub has bacon.
Yeah, so Jason Tatum ranked 7th. Ahead of him, I think at 6, was a guy, LeBron James, that Tyler doesn't agree with, I'm sure, because you said you would have.
I don't like that. I think Tatum's a much better player at this point in their careers.
Yeah. So Booker was 10. Ja Morant was 9. Kevin Durant was 8. And then Tatum was 7. And LeBron is 6. So who are we leaving out here? Giannis, Luka, Steph, who am I? Embiid? Right? There's somebody else in there.
Yeah, Embiid will be in there.
Yeah.
He's a top 3 MVP voter. Yeah.
Jokic?
Jokic, yeah. Okay, there you go. That's a top 5. But, I mean, Jason Tatum's at 7. I think it's right.
It's the right place.
First team All NBA, right? But still, 7, I think, is right.
Isn't he supposed to be top 5? So he's not a top 5 player anymore. He was a top 5 player for like 5 minutes.
I know. I didn't.
Now he's a top 7
top
player.
Five.
Maybe he was a top 5 player and given, because I always felt like, you know, like, let's just say they lost like game 7 against the Bucks, which I think they would have if Middleton was there. Coming off of game 6, I feel like the stock, you know, would have, I don't want to say higher than 7, but I feel like from that point on, it was just like, what happened to Jason Tatum? Why didn't he show up? I mean, if you're a top player in the league, you got to show up. I mean, I almost feel like that hurt him as far as he went.
So you think he went from top 5 to drop to 7
maybe due to the finals? Maybe.
They were a better team, and he was a better player at the end of the regular season than they were at any point in the playoffs. I mean, they really peaked. When you look back at the whole run, they peaked in, you know, April.
Well, he certainly did.
I think the whole team did.
I think they
March
kept winning
before Rob went down in March. That's when they were at their peak.
I think they won in spite of him at times because he wasn't very good down the stretch. I'm with Lou. He deserved to drop a little bit. But this is also why the Rich Keefs of the world can have somewhere in the range of 8 to 10 players in their top 5. Because right here we have an All-NBA top 5 player who's 7th in the league. Right? So now you have 7 guys that are top 5 players.
I'm a firm believer, like, top 20, is maybe top 3 or 4 are always going to be in the top 5.
Yeah.
But after that, like, every year it could be somebody new.
So the Celtics could have had the 7th and 8th best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
With all the Kevin Durant.
By the way, and number 1 with Al Horford.
Of course. Al got screwed. Al should have been top 10. Before we move on to some football, because I'm curious your thoughts on the 1-1 New England Patriots with the Baltimore Ravens coming to town. Paul Pierce. I just saw this tweet. He tweeted out, it should be a fine, not a suspension.
How does he know?
He just feels that way.
Or maybe he's talked to people.
Maybe he's talked to
people.
You
don't think Paul Pierce knows what's going on?
And we're guessing he's talking about Ime Udoka. Like, I don't want to read into it. I don't know.
No, I would read
into this one. But
I'd read into this one.
Yeah.
Hanukkah, you should be here. You could make some money, girl. Stop playing.
Yeah. It should be
a fine. There's our moral compass.
Not a suspension. Yeah. He's like, Man, I know if that was me, I don't even want to find.
If you in L.A., Monica, come through.
Robin Hayward, the wife of Gordon Hayward, on Instagram's story, don't believe everything you read on the internet. One of the best lessons I've ever learned.
Okay. What does that mean?
I have no clue.
Okay. So now we're anybody that's ever been connected
anyone
to the Celtics
connected.
Comments right now, we're going to assume it has to do with Ime Udoka.
Has anyone
in this situation.
Checked Bob Cousy's
What does Greg
account?
Steensma think about this?
Right. Greg Steensma think.
Personally waiting for a Wally Szczerbiak update. Yeah.
Which is fine. If she knows something, that's fine. If she's just throwing it out there because like she's gotten burned in the past, it's sort of like, whatever, dude.
How's your station going to cover this?
Else. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
The home of the Celtics.
Yeah, the home of the Celtics.
I don't know.
Everything is awesome when you're part of the team.
That's up to Forsberg.
Just
know.
Ignore it. Surprised I didn't get a late call. We're going all football tonight, Andy. Yeah. You want to come in?
Sure, Abby's like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I'm just saying, you know. Good God. I do feel bad because all those every woman over there is kind of getting dragged into
the
this.
Headline story right now on NBC Sports Boston, another Celtics page. Forsberg, colon, why Celtics trust Joel Mazzulla in interim head coach role.
So we're spinning it positive.
Still a
we've moved on.
Still
we've moved on to the Joe Mazzulla era and why it's going to be better than the Udoka era.
The next one is Ime Udoka's overrated.
Right. Five reasons Ime wasn't that good.
Yeah. They don't need him anyway. All right. We'll take a little break from this Ime. Listen, we'll keep an eye on it. Obviously, if something breaks, we will let you know. If there's a statement, if they part ways or make it official with a suspension, we will obviously let you know. But I got to get Andy Hart's thought on this New England Patriots team at 1-1. Should we be excited after what we saw against the Pittsburgh Steelers and how he feels about this weekend against the Ravens? We'll do it next.